at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo, an American star in anchor business is Cotton Booker of the Colfax FFA chapter in Washington. Now, Cotton, you've been in so many years in the blue corduroy jacket. What does it mean to be a star in anchor business?
You know, it for me, coming into this, my FFA experience, I never imagined that I'd be in this position, being able to go on to the stage in Indianapolis to hang my FFA jacket up for the last time and be up for this honor and this award. And it has just been, my FFA time has been something I'd never trade for anything in the world.
Now, reflecting back on your time in the blue corduroy jacket, what has been most memorable ever since you put that jacket on?
The relationships. That's a simple the answer. The relationships that we're able to build, even just standing here in this room, building with these other star finalists and learning, you know, about their backgrounds and just being able to meet people and learn, because we can all learn something from someone. And that ability to talk and be at these conventions and be at CDEs and LDEs and competitions, whatever it might be, being able to be around ag kids and kids that wear this jacket with me is something that has just served me very well for my future.
Now, reflecting back on your time in your proficiency area, tell me initially where it began.
So I'm a third-generation auctioneer. My grandfather was an auctioneer. He came from Oklahoma to Washington State in the late 50s and started an ag auction company, as well as put together an ag farm there in the Columbia Basin in Washington State. And ever since I was little, I was always trying to have a microphone in my hand selling items. That's just kind of where my SAE began. It was when I was real little. Like I said, third generation auctioneer, always been around the auction business and a love for it. And it bit me and that passion took off and here I am today.
So you've always had a microphone in your hand, so this is nothing. So can you do a little something, like sell something right now?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know what we want to sell. We're just going to sell, we'll sell a blue jacket. There we go. All right, down to town. Somebody get 25, down to 10, 30, 35, 40. Yeah, 40, 5, 50, down, fine, down to town, 50, 5, but I get 60, there, down, fine, 70, there, down, fine, get on 75, but I get 80, and I'm 80, fine, 90, and now 90, 500, on $100 bill, all in, down there, on $100 bill, last and final call, sold at 95, down there, put on better number.
Oh my gosh, I am just fascinated right now. How did you learn that?
You know, I had a good mentor in my father. He is a he won the international auction contest in 2008, and I was able to. We're the first father-son duo. I won in 2018 the international junior auctioneer contest. So we're the first father and son to do that. And having a mentor like that, and like I mentioned, just my family has been so instrumental to me and everything in my career. From, you know, whatever it might be, they have always had my back and been able to stand up for me. And that's where I credit just learning this industry. And also, there's auction schools. I went to the Worldwide College of Auctioneering in 2016 in Mason City, Iowa. For anyone that's wanting to get into this industry, I just recommend finding a local auction school. There's a lot of them around the country, but of course, I'm going to recommend Worldwide.
You've had so many unique experiences in this proficiency area. What does your day-to-day look like as an auctioneer?
As we all know, the COVID-19 pandemic changed a lot of things for a lot of people, and that's nothing short for my industry, the auction industry. It changed a lot of things changed and went to an online format. For me, on a day-to-day basis, it used to be, you know, a lot of cataloging lots at live auctions and getting ready for auction day, and now that's changed to, you know, maybe being on a computer, getting ready, getting auctions set up. Beforehand, as well as there's also a lot of livestock auctions that still take place in the live setting, and being able to get prepared for those and you know, go in. A lot of rest is involved in what we do. You want to be sharp and be someone, you know, you're working for someone that's brought something to your auction, or that they've had their own auction, that this might be their only year's income, and you're working for that. And for me, it's just been something that I've always loved, and that ability to serve people and help people in the right direction.
Now, a lot of people see as auctioneers as just talking and they're selling something, but behind the scenes, there's a lot of preparation work that goes into it. Uncover the curtains a little bit. What do you do to prepare that all entails in the supervised agriculture experience area?
That's a great point, and that I believe that people have seen the other side of auctioneers as this industry has changed with the COVID-19 pandemic, like I mentioned. With the people are now seeing that auctioneers are not just the ones that talk fast. They're putting all those lots and doing all that work to be on an online setting. that all of us love, and we can sit at home and wherever in our comfort of our own homes and click and buy stuff. But, you know, an auctioneer is someone that's ethical, is a business person, and has the right mindset to help people. And to me, in this industry, if you are not an ethical or you're not in this to help people, then there's no point for you to be in this, because it's an industry that is very time honored in our tradition of what we do and our ability to serve people.
Now, you first began this SAE as your dad and your third generation auctioneer. Where does the future may look like for you?
So, with the COVID-19 pandemic, I created a BookerToBid.com, which is an online multi-par real estate auction site, and we've sold a variety of different farms and ag land on that website. When I say we, my dad is a part owner with it in with me. That ability to learn from him in that setting too, and get that mentorship, and also learn on my own in the business world is kind of where I want to go, and to be in that the real estate side of things, as well as sell pre-bred cattle auctions across the Western United States and across wherever that might be in the United States, and kind of follow in the footsteps of my family legacy.
Now, you've been a part of so many areas in the agriculture industry. What does it mean to give back to the agriculture industry and organizations like FFA?
For my time in this industry has allowed me to be able to serve a variety of different clients and help people in ways like I've mentioned. And for me, that aspect of community service and giving back to my local community, providing my services for local fundraisers at no charge, is for them to be able to make, you know, a profit for the year, whatever, a nonprofit organization to have something that for the what they do and what all the good that they do for the community. I can't say enough thanks and praise to the community of Colfax, and I'll even extend that to the community of Stillwater for all of their kind and just their help over the years. And I look to just give back to them as I continue to go forward and be able to give back as much as I can for the FFA, and as well as any industry that is truly passionable to me.
Now, going back to the first time you wore that blue corduroy jacket, what would you say now? And to younger members, what would you say to them and yourself?
It goes by fast. That's the that's what I've started to learn here in life as I've gotten older and time's gotten to just moving faster. For someone, going back to that first day I put on the blue jacket, I had never would have imagined that I would be in this spot. I think if you pulled a majority of the people of the stars, that they'd say the same thing. And it's just jump right in. That's what I would say. You know, that just rip the Band-Aid right off. There's no one in this industry. I've never found or met anyone in the FFA that has been mean, has been rude. They're all here to help, and they're all here to, we're all working for the same common goal, and that is to better the future of agriculture. So just jump right into things and get right on it.
Now, the journey that you've had today has taken a lot of hard work and dedication on your end, but also a huge support system. Who would you all like to thank?
You know, like I mentioned, I thank my parents, and as well as my advisor, Michael Heistman. He's meant a lot. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him and my parents, and all of their care and help for me over the years, as well as my community, my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, my cousins. Thank you all from the bottom of my heart. You've done it for me. Now you've got me sitting here tearing up on an interview. But thank you. That's sincerely from the bottom of my heart. Thank you to everyone that's helped me get to this point.
Gosh, I'm crying a little bit too. What a story you have to share. Now, advice you would have to FFA members overall. What else do you want to share ending your time in the blue corduroy jacket?
Enjoy every moment of it too. That's the other thing. You know, I had been to National Convention. This is my third trip back here. If you get a chance to go, and your advisor says, you know, we're thinking about going to National Convention, who's in? Just get your name on the list and find the money somehow, because it's something that you will never forget, and it is something that that you will be so thankful that you attended. And especially even your state and local conventions, just enjoy every moment of it, because looking back on it, you know, with me too, with the COVID year got shortened, I didn't get my senior state convention. And enjoy every minute with those people that you build those relationships with, as you never know when that time can come to an end and that chapter of your life is over with.
Well, congratulations again. I want to give you one last opportunity. Anything else that you'd like to share?
I guess all I got to say is go Pokes.
And that was Captain Booker of the Colfax FFA chapter in Washington. He is an American star in anchor business at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.